Harry, you look terrible. Harry hadn't gotten to sleep until daybreak. He had awoken to find the dormitory deserted, dressed, and gone down the spiral staircase to a common room that was completely empty except for Ron, who was eating a peppermint toad and massaging his stomach, and Hermione, who had spread her homework over three tables. "Where is everyone?" said Harry. "Gone. It's the first day of the holidays, remember?" said Ron, watching Harry closely. "It's nearly lunchtime. I was going to come and wake you up in a minute." Harry slumped into a chair next to the fire. Snow was still falling outside the windows. Crookshanks was spread out in front of the fire like a large ginger rug.
"You really don't look well, you know,"
Hermione said, peering anxiously into his face. "I'm fine," said Harry.
"Harry, listen," said Hermione, exchanging a look with Ron. "You must be really upset about what we heard yesterday. But the thing is, you mustn't go doing anything stupid."
"Like what?" said Harry.
"Like trying to go after Black," said Ron sharply.
Harry could tell they had rehearsed this conversation while he had been asleep. He didn't say anything.
"You won't, will you, Harry?" said Hermione.
"Because Black's not worth dying for," said Ron.
Harry looked at them. They didn't seem to understand at all. "Do you know what I see and hear every time a Dementor gets too near me?" Ron and Hermione shook their heads, looking apprehensive. "I can hear my mum screaming and pleading with Voldemort, and if you'd heard your mum screaming like that, just about to be killed, you wouldn't forget it in a hurry, and if you found out someone who was supposed to be a friend of hers betrayed her and sent Voldemort after her..."
"There's nothing you can do," said Hermione, looking stricken. "The Dementors will catch Black and he'll go back to Azkaban and serve him right."
"You heard what Fudge said. Black isn't affected by Azkaban like normal people are. It's not a punishment for him like it is for the others."
"So what are you saying?" said Ron, looking very tense.
"You want to kill Black or something?"
"Don't be silly," said Hermione in a panicky voice. "Harry doesn't want to kill anyone, do you, Harry?"
Again, Harry didn't answer. He didn't know what he wanted to do. All he knew was that the idea of doing nothing while Black was at liberty was almost more than he could stand.
"Malfoy knows," he said abruptly. "Remember what he said to me in potions? If it was me, I'd hunt him down myself. I'd want revenge."
"You're going to take Malfoy's advice instead of ours?" said Ron furiously. "Listen, you know what Pettigrew's mother got back after Black had finished with him? Dad told me. The Order of Merlin, first class, and Pettigrew's finger in a box. That was the biggest bit of him they could find. Black's a madman, Harry, and he's dangerous."
"Malfoy's dad must have told him," said Harry, ignoring Ron. "He was right in Voldemort's inner circle."
"Say you know who, will you?"
interjected Ron angrily.
"So obviously the Malfoys knew Black was working for Voldemort.
And Malfoy'd love to see you blown into about a million pieces, like Pettigrew.
Get a grip. Malfoy's just hoping you'll get yourself killed before he has to play you at Quidditch."
"Harry, please," said Hermione, her eyes now shining with tears. "Please be sensible. Black did a terrible, terrible thing, but don't put yourself in danger. It's what Black wants. Oh, Harry, you'd be playing right into Black's hands if you went looking for him. Your mum and dad wouldn't want you to get hurt, would they? They'd never want you to go looking for Black."
"I'll never know what they'd have wanted, because thanks to Black, I've never spoken to them," said Harry shortly.